With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. It's been 2 years since chronic wasting disease was detected in Montana's deer herds, and in May, the disease popped up in the northwest corner of the state in Libby. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has a plan to manage the fatal disease based on its prevalence, a strategy born from more than 20 years of trial and error across the country. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
FWP has been holding a series of public meetings to educate the public about its management response in Libby after 6 deer tested positive.
And so our main objective is not to eradicate it. We're going to try to manage this disease to the best of our ability, try to keep that prevalence low, typically below 5%.
At the Libby meeting, FWP's Neil Anderson said the agency doesn't yet know how prevalent CWD is in the area. So this fall, the agency plans to sample 400 deer to find out. To get that sample, FWP has issued 600 special whitetail licenses for a 10-mile radius around Libby and will also trap animals in town. Once FWP understands CWD's scope around Libby, it will choose a management strategy to keep prevalence below 5%. That could mean increasing hunter harvests, or specifically targeting bucks, which are 3 times more likely to carry the disease. All the options FWP is considering are focused on limiting spread by lowering deer density. But some questioned why the agency isn't attempting to eradicate the fatal disease from the area.
So Wisconsin, when they first found this disease, they tried to drive that prevalence down to as close to zero, and then hope that because of very low deer densities, it would kind of wink out on its own.
Tammy Ryan with Wisconsin's Bureau of Wildlife Management says this scorched earth approach began in 2002 with a litany of methods, even hired sharpshooters. Ryan says those efforts showed signs of working but ended in 2007 due to public backlash.
After that many years of working outside of maybe the framework in which hunters were accustomed to and public support, and patience kind of waned.
Wisconsin has been reluctant to reduce deer density since, and now has herds with prevalence rates over 50%, something most wildlife managers agree there's no coming back from. That's a fate Montana hopes to avoid. Another tale of caution is Wyoming, where CWD was discovered in the wild in 1985. Wyoming has never reduced deer numbers in infected herds. Like Wisconsin, it has herds with prevalence rates up to 50%. However, director of the nationally based Chronic Wasting Disease Alliance, Matt Dunphy, says both of these approaches were completely valid when CWD was first being widely detected in wild herds.
As that was happening, this sense of urgency rose really rapidly in the early 2000s. Because we managers were in a really tough situation. We were finding the disease, but we had no idea what to do about it.
Unlike viruses, which persist for a limited amount of time in herds and then disappear, CWD is caused by a misfolded protein called a prion. It spreads through animal-to-animal contact, and prions can persist for years in soil and vegetation contaminated by urine, feces, and carcasses. That leaves wildlife managers with few options. 27 states have now detected CWD in wild deer and elk populations. After years of experimental management strategies, Dunphy says game managers have learned that eradication may be a pipe dream. Scientists know that CWD spread takes off exponentially when prevalence hits about 20%. Dunphy says they are also beginning to understand the long-term impacts of high prevalence rates.
Things like the herd becomes younger. Older age class of animals just start to vanish, particularly older age male classes.
That's been a turning point for U.S. wildlife agencies, which are now attempting to keep CWD levels under 5 or 10%, a number most see as manageable. This is based on recommendations from the Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies. Wyoming and Colorado are both reworking their management plans based on these ideas. FWP disease ecologist Emily Almberg says that's also what Montana's plan is based on.
These are tools that we think we've got anecdotal or small amounts of evidence that they actually work, and we're trying to implement those on a much larger scale and figure out whether they're in fact making the differences we hope they are.
Almberg and others say it could be a decade or more before it's known how effective this new style of management may be. Management in Libby may be a good test once FWP understands prevalence in a year or so, and work being done near Billings and the northeast corner of the state could also prove valuable. As that work progresses, FWP is also trying to set up controlled studies with neighboring states and Canadian provinces to really assess its management practices. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio.